no formulation.
Because the mind is free of rising and ceasing, because the mind does not arise and cease, the nature of the mind is free of, or is devoid of, conceptual fabrications. Because whatever arises is due to the power of the habitual tendencies. Is a delusion. It's a conceptual delusion.
Namto jeta churma hina semte nelo hiparka toparka vai.
If one does not understand the concept, if one does not understand the way, or if one does not understand the manner in which concepts are deluded, one will have a very difficult time understanding the nature of the mind. If one knows the way in which the concepts are, if one knows the way in which concepts are a delusion, it will not be difficult to understand the nature of the mind. The various appearances arise due to conditions. So the various appearances which arise through conditions seem to be true, but don't exist. So the concept of this life, or applying to this life, which is a towards this life, which is the inseparability of emptiness and appearance, the the idea of true existence is a delusion. So applying the idea of true existence to this life, which is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, is a delusion. Just like the dreams which arise due to habitual tendencies.
Dani pakhyantra katong zogla denpar khenpa londe yang chori yang jan chapa chorpa nang yang chapa
Dani pakhyantra nawa Dani pakhyantra katong zogla denpar khenpa londe yang chori
yang jan chapa.
And towards towards the apparition or the hallucination of friends and enemies, the idea of true existence of these is an extra delusion, or is it a delusion on top of the delusion? So if one does not understand the meaning of equality, it will be difficult to refine or purify the deluded concept of true
existence.
And therefore, in order to understand the meaning of equality, one must analyze the one must analyze the root and base of mind. In order to analyze the root and base, or the basic root of mind, one must understand that there is no true existence either of appearance nor the perceiving mind.
Mansing, Mansing, Rangi, Mabel Hijo,
If one knows that appearance and perceiver, or if one knows the nature of appearance and perceiver, then the dualistic appearance will be pacified by itself. In order to So if the delusion of dualistic appearance has been pacified by itself, then one will rest in the depths of equality. So if one rests in the expanse of equality, this is described as knowing the nature of genuine reality. And therefore, the activities of listening, reflecting, and meditating are also this also described as being the supreme of all skillful means. And therefore, listening, reflecting, meditating are extremely important. So therefore the person who is able to put this very meaningful these very meaningful activities into practice will be able to rest in the in that nature which is the mind's repose. Semji narsu
nanne to
nanne
to sala narsu nanne narsu
semji nam
narsu tanke ba so va narsu narsu ja
semji narsu
nanne to ba
nanne
nar ka de tanke ba
tanar
ba tanke ba
One will be able to, well, the meaning is one will be able to rest the mind. So one will be able to, repose, one will be able to stay in the natural state, which is the rest of the mind. recreation for the mind. So it's something like having reflected over these reasons, one will see the great meaning involved in listening, reflecting, and meditating, and in meditating on the meaning which has been listened to, then the person, or a very meaningful person, will emerge from that.
Okay.
Where were we?